This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You've found another Two Fat Lattes podcast.
Compliments of Joy 94.9.
You ready to start the weekend?
Oh, ready to start the weekend.
You're going all tribal on me.
Oh, we are going a bit tribal, aren't we?
Are we?
Just needed a little bit of print and a little gazelle. You with the Two Fat Lattes, your weekend has just begun. Just begun.
And you're on Joy. The Aston Shuffle there. And the Surface.
Is that old? Is that just out?
Oh, it's a little bit old.
Oh, because I remember a long time ago there was a little dance we used to do at the Red Parrot called Something Shuffle.
Well, I was just saying it sounds a bit 80s to me.
It does, doesn't it?
It does relive that memory for me.
It does. I remember everyone had pointy shoes.
Yes.
And
rags for clothes.
They did. They had rags in their hair. Everyone was on the rags. They loved it. Boy George was on the rags.
What was that particular dance that you did, Benny?
Oh, I have no idea what it's called.
Do you know the one that... You kind of moved forward.
Oh, yes, the dance.
You pivoted
move.
On your front foot.
I don't
foot.
Think there was a name. I don't know if there was
There was no name to it, really.
It was, you know, it was Duran Duran time. That little dance that Simon Le Bon did, I don't think he did that. I don't think that had a name.
Remember the
either.
Simon Le Bon arms?
Simon Le Bon arms.
And then the pivot on the front foot.
Which was a bit Simple Minds.
Was a little simple, but you bit Jim Kerr.
Yes, but no, at the Red Parrot, it all went off when...
Now,
in
you better
in,
refresh
you know,
people's
in Spandau
minds.
Ballet...
You've got to tell people what Red Parrot is.
Oh, it was in Perth. It was a fabulous little nightclub called the Red Parrot.
Does and it still exist?
No, it doesn't. But Everyone used to wear... it was one of those nightclubs, you know, when you're very young, because we were just mere, you know, fresh out of the shell...
Really? 18-year-olds?
Oh, fresh out of the shell, Frank. And we went to our... We were just little...
What?
Gay...
wannabes.
No, I was just thinking of a word that sounds like baby animal but gay. It's not a calf. Puppies.
They're a little small.
I'll think of something.
Okay.
But and everyone wore black.
Of course, they did.
It was very gothic.
Oh, so you went to a bit of the goth scene, were you?
And Spandau Ballet, you know that little dance, to cut a long story short?
Yes.
Everyone was doing that.
Oh, I thought it was Wham.
No.
Well, you know...
Wham came late. That was Glow in the Dark.
Oh, okay.
Different time, honey.
Only 2 years later.
That was Fluoro. No, that's when they turned the lights on.
And everyone glowed.
2 years earlier, it was all gothic. Pointy shoes, you know, very... The straight dress, you know, the knit... The tube dresses.
Yes, I do.
And the Magar sleeve, like the Batwing sleeve.
The Magar sleeve.
And a root perm. You had to have a root perm and white foundation. You just couldn't look like you went in the sun.
Right.
But then
work for you?
A couple of years later, wham bam, thank you ma'am, it was all about a bit of healthy skin tone.
It was Club Tropicana.
It was.
So that, well, I don't know why we.
Why are we talking about the 80s?
Because of that song,
like we lived in them.
There's been a lot of nudism this week.
Really? Where? Not at my. Oh, actually, yes.
Maribyrnong.
Maribyrnong.
Go figure.
How?
Those western suburbs.
How? Why wasn't I?
Breeds nudists.
Really? the nudie birds.
Yes. Apparently, at the pool every fortnight.
Yes.
They've been whipping off their clothes.
Not in this weather.
Definitely.
No.
They've been doing a lot.
No, it's it's been freezing.
It has been, but it's been quite warm recently.
No, but not enough warmth.
It is heated
to get Mr. Snuffleupagus out.
Well, they've gotten it all out.
Really? Why?
Snuffy and the rest.
Go on.
And apparently people have become really hot under the collar about it.
Why?
Because
it's their own special event.
It is their own special event.
Is it done for anybody in specifically?
No, it's done for them. So it's done
Who's
at the
them?
Pub for the nudists.
Yeah.
But what people have gotten upset about
But what
is,
are the nudists called?
Oh, it doesn't actually say. It just is a nudist group.
Is it just go nude? Solar. Something solar. Hey, producer Paul. What was it? Didn't you notice the sign when you were there? Producer Paul.
What people have gotten upset about is the fact that they're using taxpayer money to purchase privacy screens. So they can have their little nudie night.
Well, they can have it without the privacy screens.
That's what I reckon. Let everyone watch.
If people are upset about using taxpayer money, don't buy screens.
Yeah, that's what I reckon.
Just hang it out.
Let them go nude.
But people get weird about that because maybe...
Nutty.
Yeah. They do get nutty. They get really funny about nutty.
Really?
I think, you know...
Well, there's worse things to get hot under the collar over. Like Bryn Eccleston.
Definitely.
She's hot under the collar. Nudie night. Well, I suppose it's not hurting anyone, is it?
It's not. Unless, you know, you turn around very quickly.
I'm not having a mandolin, my pussy.
Oh, Mrs. Slocum. Well,
just to add to this, though, there's a Spanish gym apparently launched nude workouts.
I don't know what to say, actually.
About that.
Well...
Would you do a nude workout?
No. Oh, at a gym?
At a gym in Spain.
No way. What's this gym called?
If you ever go to Arrigorriaga.
Arrigorriaga. Is that the name of the gym or the name of the town?
Look for Easy Gym.
Agrogoriara.
Arrigorriaga.
Arioli. Miss Gaga.
That's it.
It's an easy gym.
Apparently.
What's an easy gym mean?
You'll hook up with someone most quickly.
So I'm trying to visualise here. I might have to look online. So there is a gym where people work out in the nude.
They work out in the nude.
That's dangerous.
They give you towels for comfort. So if you want to sit on a bike.
Oh, I'm going to lose my dinner.
Can we get a bucket, please? Bucket.
There are some things... Where eye candy.
It wouldn't work because people are sweating and, you know, working up a storm. And you don't want to see you don't want to see them nude, do you?
I don't want to see. But what about if you're doing a lunge and.
Lunge, exactly.
And the hairy bombionieri touch the carpet. Do you know what I mean? Because. Do you know what I mean? And you're going to get little impressions left on the seat of Mr. Snuffleupagus.
And other things.
Like, they'll be like little...
You can use a towel.
And someone's going to find the face of Jesus in a sweaty patch.
In a sweat print.
You know that's going to happen.
Yeah, wouldn't that be fabulous?
What about the bikes that generate wind?
Oh, the rower.
Oh, the rower.
That might happen.
Well,
you'd have to hold on because, you know, at least with clothes on, you can kind of hide it.
I think when you've got clothes on, apart from the fact that there's sweat, there's other things that might happen.
You do.
When you're stressing muscles out in your abdomen.
Like what?
Like.
A gurgle.
You could have a gurgle. You could blow a bubble. You could leave a little Oreo kiss on the seat.
Ah, those crazy French actors. What will they get up to next?
Gerard Depardieu has apologized for the, quote, humiliating incident on a Paris flight where he urinated on the floor of the plane.
Maybe it'll sound more romantic in French.
C'est le dernier coup d'éclat de Gérard Depardieu, l'acteur français de 62 ans.
The passenger said he was drunk. He said it was his prostate. We know which one we'd rather check.
You're making me gag.
The Two Fat Lattes. Not as popular as...
Jean de Pardieu.
But at least they're not likely to...
Urinate in the aisle of the plane you're on.
Joy 94.9.
Oui, oui.
Oui, oui. Lots of we.
Gerard.
Did he really do that?
How could... I'm just trying to think. How could he have packed all that into the head of a Coke bottle?
What are you talking about?
Didn't he pee in a bottle?
No, he peed in the aisle.
Yeah, no, he was located in the aisle, but he didn't wee on the carpet.
Oh, maybe he was dying. You know when you're just dying to go and you have to just go?
Oh, yeah.
You've been there.
It's called get up before the plane lands.
True.
So
he was taking off. He was going. That's right. He hadn't actually landed.
Were they taxiing?
Yeah. And they had to turn back. So it's the bit, you know, that wait between being on the ground and up in the air. That in between.
So he must have, his wee wee must have all of a sudden turned on when he sat down in the plane.
Possibly, yeah. That happens.
So beforehand, he had no idea that he was going to go. He just had a sudden wee attack.
Don't you get that when you're driving home and,
no.
and the wee attack gets harder to hold the closer you get to home?
But you knew before you got in the car that
I had to
that
pee.
You had a tingle.
I had a tingle.
You had a tingle.
I didn't act on the tingle.
That's exactly right. You thought, I'm going to hold, just tie a knot in the end with a balloon knot. And then by the time I get home, I'll be ready.
I'll tinkle.
Yes. But then as you go through the suburbs, the more you think about it, the more you start to lose control.
And the closer you get to home, the harder it is to hold.
Which is why, see, I've always told you that you need to learn a bit of tantric muscle control.
So what have we, is there a way to do
Didn't
this?
Didn't I say last week, sometimes holding off makes it all feel better?
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay. You need to show me. Do you have to show or do you just, is it just some sort of muscle?
It's a process we can go through. You'll need to lie on my table.
Oh.
Yes.
So you can't actually talk about it on air?
No, then I'd have to charge. So he was on the plane. I'm just trying to visualise him. He's on the plane. The plane's going to take off and then he goes, I got a wee-wee. So he stands up.
I think he just got up and didn't announce it. He was just going to the loo.
And they told him to sit down.
And he was on the aisle.
So he's been sinking
on the Baileys.
He's been sinking piss as well as generating it.
I think so.
So that's the actual problem. He must have just drunk like a slab. there's people that love a free drink in the old airport lounge.
He loves a tipple. He looks like he likes a bit of a drink.
Old
Gerard.
We're not going to cast aspersions.
Nasturtiums.
But yes. All right. So that is a problem because as the plane's taking off, you can't actually do anything. So they turned it around and did wee wee.
Was removed.
Right.
Poor love.
I hope he did it in a but then there aren't any containers. What about the sick bag?
Yeah, possibly.
That holds hot liquid. You know what? I love when people dig their own holes.
There's a lot of digging your own hole.
I love it. There's nothing better.
Particularly public digging.
Than sprinkling a little bit of latte glitter over an open hole that someone's just freshly dug.
Are you referring to something?
You know when people do like bloopers on television, like especially on the news?
Not on purpose.
No, accidentally. I think like this.
Broward Sheriff's deputies arrest a man who they say has more pussy than he can handle. I'm Kathleen Corsa with that story coming up on Channel 6 Action News.
Kathleen?
He's got more pussy than he can handle. He's one lucky man.
What's Kathleen thinking?
I know, and the beige, they're just gorgeous, aren't they? Here's another beige having a go.
J-Lo's new song, Jenny from the Block, all about Lopez roots. But folks from that street in New York sound more likely to give her a curb job than a blow job or block party.
I'd love a curb
job. That backpedaling was not good.
Have you ever had a curb job?
What's a curb job?
Beige. Okay. But that's not the only. He does it again.
Does he?
Yeah.
Ken Bratton reportedly says he'd want to be London's top cop.
Oh, yes. We all love it. We all love a good top cop.
Why haven't they removed him from air?
No, keep him on. Keep him on. You know how we've been talking about finding our gay Uluru?
Yes, have you found it?
Summoning our summons to the gay warriors, our rainbow warriors.
Yeah.
The old,
I do, yes.
But I think, you know what, we should develop a segment in our show where people report how they de-beiged a situation.
Oh, okay, so something at work or anywhere, really?
Anywhere, like where they've got...
Do you have an example?
No. Somewhere where they've brought a little bit of glitter to an otherwise grey or beige
day.
Situation.
Oh, just a situation.
So it's a bit like where you've let off a glitter grenade.
Is it almost like letting one off?
Well, no, a bit, sprinkling a little bit of glitter.
Metaphorically.
Adding a little bit of latte spice.
So are you encouraging our listeners to tell us?
To take action.
To take action and tell us.
I am all for
it. Where they've dropped their bomb.
I think there are people out there, unsung heroes of the rainbow world.
It's almost like Australia's Got Talent.
Australia's Got Colour.
There's a new show there.
Melbourne's Got Colour.
Miss Universe 2011.
Oh, boring.
Why do they keep launching the most idiotic costume they could ever think of? And it's the same one every year. They just drag out the same old thing.
There is nothing enticing. I don't know. This is the thing, right? I don't know any other rainbows out there that are going to be watching
this.
There's no hype. Do you think there's hype?
There's no hype.
Do you know any reasonably hilarious gay who's out there thinking, I can't, I'm gagging to watch Miss Universe?
No.
No. In the old days, everyone used to have like Miss Universe parties.
Did they?
Oh, I did. Because it was just to let you know, you watch it live, you bring out some Sayo crackers, you know, some Jats crackers.
That would be fun.
A party and you just take the piss, right?
Yes.
But like, what can you, there's nothing, it's just.
They don't even televise it at a decent time.
It is so beige.
It is lame, yes, I have to say.
I don't know what's happened to beauty pageants.
Chip on me, because I'm the under puppy.
Yes, because of her, actually. But that outfit she's wearing.
Yeah, have you seen
it? Is that the national
costume? I love this, though. You'll be happy about this, Benny. Yellow for beach, blue for the sea, red for desert.
Yeah. And who designed? Did they give that to? Did they give that to some student
design? But there's no Ugg boots this year.
Because it looks like it's been sewn on a Janome. Doesn't it?
Yeah.
There's not even an inkling of industrial sewing on that garment.
And I like this. Her gold headband and buckle represent Australia's minerals.
Wonder Woman.
I was about to say.
What? Minerals?
Australia's minerals.
So she's wearing an iron ore helmet. She's wearing a mining helmet.
It's got BHP on it.
That's what she needs to
She's sponsored.
Coles Supermarket are releasing a fashion label.
Wow.
Now, only in the beige world can you associate a Coles Supermarket and the word fashion label and put them in the same sentence. And as well as the name Melissa Hoyer. You know, she's Bronwyn Bishop's daughter.
No, it's not, is it?
Yes.
Oh, it is. She's on a show. She's on like a morning show or something.
She's on Sunshine.
Oh, I thought she... Yeah, because I remember her name.
And she's always telling us how much champagne she's drinking. Oh, don't you just hate that? Oh, girlfriend, tell us about how many sandwiches you swallowed. And someone of that caliber should know better than just, you know, Coles. There's an actual photo here. I'm going to quickly show Frank.
Show me.
And I want to see Frank's reaction.
Oh, so potato sacks.
So whilst you're shopping for your Maggi Gravox.
Pick up a dress.
Pick up a lovely little halter neck dress from the Coles.
What's the price point? What are we talking here? $5 to $10.
Oh, listen to this, right? The first collection from the New York design team. Ah, so I went to New York and copied it. The New York design is a showcase of mainly women's clothes in block colours, neutrals, prints and stripes. From a $4 thong, which I assume is a pair of undies, to the most expensive garment at a whopping
$39. Wow.
There you go.
Were you gonna try them on in the dairy section?
That's the point. You might have to try them on in between the CCs and the salty nuts.
Do you think so? Do you think that's appropriate? There isn't anywhere in a Coles superstore.
Well, I think they might be making a change room.
Do you think so?
In the fruit and veg section.
Why the fruit and veg?
Oh, well, you never know.
Because it's cool.
No, I wouldn't advise it because I think there might be potatoes going missing. No, where does one try on haute couture in Coles supermarket?
Maybe you have to go behind the... the fish counter or the chicken counter.
Oh, and imagine it. You could like go shopping for a Saturday night outfit with vouchers. How fabulous is that?
How fabulous indeed.
And then you get poked with a red finger.
Put it down, down.
Put it down. And here's a message from Luke. Oh, my God, lattes. I'm driving home and I'm busting.
See?
Oh, he was talking about going to the loo.
That's right. It was just talking about it made him go.
Maybe he needs to stop at a convenience.
You can't.
Why not?
Because there's always a procedure.
What do you mean?
You always have to run and get a key, then someone's in there.
What about at your local park?
Well, that you could do.
That you don't need a key for a local park.
I was thinking like the servo or something.
Oh, not the servo. Do the servos have toilets?
Yeah, they do, but it's always locked and you've got to go through this whole rigmarole. But if you
parks have... I'm just thinking now.
Public labs.
I don't think I've ever been to a public lavatory.
You have, surely.
When? Does airport...
I'm talking about in your lifetime.
Does airport... Is airport lavatory
well, that's public.
Considered public? Yeah, I suppose it is, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, I have then. I've done airport lavatory.
I'm sure you've done a park as well.
No. No. Oh, yes, actually.
Mm.
Oh, yeah, I did once.
Yes.
It was a breakfast walk.
Do we need to know more?
No, I'm not going to say irritable bowel.
It is the Homo Helpline. And it is 8 o'clock.
Oh, I got my finger stuck in my headphone.
What do you mean?
It got stuck.
You've got your own homo helpline.
I do. I had my own homo injury.
I need to put my gloves on
first. Okay, put yours on.
Top cock.
Oh.
Top cock.
Oh.
I have a bit
of... Was that necessary?
I have a bit of Tourette's.
Was someone helping you? Was someone helping you? What was that about?
I don't know what happened
there. I'm a bit scared when I'm putting mine on. I've just dusted it with... I did a light dusting with Johnson's and Johnson's.
More pussy than he can handle.
Oh, I didn't see the cat in... You know sometimes when you put your shoes on and there's a spider or something crawling?
Or a snake. I've heard of that.
This is from Clay in Preston.
Clay?
Yeah.
That's an unusual name.
Clay, yeah. And he says... He goes, hi, boys. This is actually more like a OMO helpline. He goes, seriously, I accidentally dribbled tuna juice on my brand new T-shirt. I took your advice, Benny, and went Serena Oil Tuna.
Oh, see?
Now I've ruined a brand new garment. How can I get the oil stain out of this T-shirt?
That's easy.
How do you get oil out?
I spray that stuff on it.
Which stuff?
You know, the stuff you buy in a can. What's it called?
Did you buy it?
Yeah, it's...
Because I was going to say, I've got stuff
what
that
is
can
it?
Get this
What's
out.
What's the stuff called?
There's a can called... It's called K2R. It's stain remover. And you used to be able to buy it in the shop, but I think you can buy it in hardware stores now. And what you do
is... Sounds heavy duty.
It's really heavy duty.
Does it put a hole in your t-shirt?
No. It does. It is kind of smelly. But what happens, it sprays on like liquid. You spray it onto the oil stain. And then what happens is the liquid dries up very...
You scratch it off.
Yeah, and then it turns into dust.
It's like scratch
and then
and
you
sniff.
Just get a brush and just dust it off. And the oil stain disappears. I swear to God, gone.
Before your very eyes.
Because do you know how many garments and tablecloths I've washed in the years and I've ended up throwing away because they're just full of oil stains? And someone put me onto this this K2R and I can eat tuna sandwiches willy-nilly.
Can I tell you an easier way?
How?
Don't eat tuna and oil.
But sometimes you've got to do tuna and oil. Sometimes you might be doing Kalamata olives or, you know, sun-dried tomatoes.
There's a lot of stuff in
or
oil.
Or an artichoke.
There is.
You know, sometimes you're just doing oily stuff and the oil gets on your shirt.
You dribble.
You might be massaging someone with virgin coconut oil.
Can I tell you another tip?
Yes.
Put it in a plate and then put it in your gob.
But what about if it drips on you?
It won't, because you put the plate under your chin.
Yeah, but you're talking about...
And you shovel it in.
You're talking about normal person eating.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about the fact that sometimes things spill.
You sound like the Cookie Monster.
Cook. Yeah, tuna. or like mayonnaise. You might have mayonnaise dribbled on your shirt. I know it's not a good look, but sometimes it happens.
It does happen, you're right.
And you can't get those oil stains out any other way.
Particularly off a white, crisp shirt.
Unless the other solution is, if you're going to go tuna, if you're going to indulge in oily tuna, go naked.
Oh, is that wise?
Eat it naked.
Eat it in the nude?
Yes.
You could get it on another part of the anatomy.
You can just rub it in. Frank came over because I wasn't.
You always show me something bizarre.
I wasn't well last night, so I had my peeps around me in the lounge room while I was lying down with my flu, and I made my friends watch Hoarders. Did you like that, Frank?
I didn't enjoy the show, no.
Why?
Because I felt like...
You were laughing at other people's...
No. It just felt like... I know people have a disorder and... But I just don't... I cannot grasp how anyone can't see boxes that surround them.
I know.
And
well,
be irritated
you have to, You have to build... You have to weave the tapestry for the listeners.
Mm.
So there were like a couple of people last night who had the filthiest, dirtiest houses. See, what happened was one of the hoarders was this woman, and she's got like two kids and a husband. And the husband used to be a flight attendant. And in the early days, they were both really good looking. And then they lived in their house and the house got dirty and they went ugly. And then I went, oh my God, this is just a scenario of my life. But then... So then what happened was the house, imagine living in a tip, right? And then I thought, they're not actually hoarding anything. They're just really dirty. Didn't you think that?
I did think that, yes.
But what was really weird was one of the kids slept, like the bedroom was like absolute filth, right? And then all there was just one, just a little bit of space for a body to fit on the bed. And that's where mum slept. But mum slept with the kid. And then the husband slept somewhere else, and they haven't had relations for like years. But in the beginning, I said to Frank, didn't I?
Yeah.
I said, she's a hoarder because the husband's gay.
And I laughed like that.
And
I
then
go, you can't be serious.
And then when they started removing the filth and dirt, it was then revealed, like later in the show, that they haven't touched each other's pink bits for ages. And didn't I say that I smelt a rainbow in the midst?
You did. You were quite prophetic, I have to say.
Yes. So there were intimacy issues.
A lot.
Yeah.
Amongst other things.
Yes. Plus but anyway, but the disturbing thing was that all of a sudden, because one of the hoarders, who wasn't really a hoarder, he was just a dirty pig, he had like dust devils, like it was really dusty. He had like cobwebs. And then I realised that my hallway looks the same. Didn't it? And then I just...
Can I just say...
I got a bit obsessed and I thought, I hope I'm not turning into some sort of old man hoarder guy.
No. You're nowhere near it.
So today I got the bleach out and I got the mop out.
It encouraged you to do something.
It did. I'm going to make a change. I hope it's not why I'm single. Quick question for the two fat lattes. Should I provide a receptacle in my new toilet for lady visitors?
Oh.
What is the protocol here? I just thought about it and thought I should ask you, what happens with the whole Tammy waste disposal situation? Sorry if this is a very sensitive topic, but I know the two fat lattes can handle it.
I've never seen a receptacle in someone's home.
No, neither have I.
For that sort of thing.
Which has sparked my interest.
Has it? Why?
What happens?
It's only in public spaces that you would see those sorts of things.
Like the pink... bin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I just ignore it because obviously it doesn't affect me. But And should you provide it for somebody?
Well, it depends how sensitive your tubes are. If you're scared of a blockage.
That's true.
But I think...
Well, it's also if you...
I don't even want to give advice here because I have no idea what happens to those things. I mean, I'm sure they're not as big as what I think they are. But what about the ones that like the iPad? You know the ones that look like a packet of fish and chips? Like, they won't go down, will they? You know, we need to speak to Sue. Can we ask Sue?
Oh, no.
You don't do that?
No, because then you have to have the Sani lady visit once a month.
Oh, yeah. But there's a process.
But what about just
there's a Sani lady who wears beige.
Oh.
Yeah, the Sani lady pops around.
But do... So
no, what you're supposed to do,
yes,
as a nice lady, is take a paper bag with you.
So that's why you never look in a lady's handbag.
But if you're a really normal person, you just flush it down and hope it doesn't get stuck.
Yeah, but that's the other thing. Is that what people do? They flush them down.
Well, there's difference. There's pads and tampons.
Yes.
All right, there's your inserter and then there's your lay on the outside.
But the mattress one.
The mattress.
That
your
won't.
Quiltons.
That's not going to go down.
You know what? Those ads that were like advertising quilts. You don't lay on your quilt and have your period, do you? No.
But that's
wrong. Glad I haven't had a drink.
So
it would be worse.
So Trent in Caroline Springs shouldn't worry about it.
Don't, Trent. Do not do it. Unless you have like those little flower logos on your door.
What's a flower logo?
Well, that goes with the Sani lady.
Right.
And then you could get your brand, I guess. No, but your good friends won't flush.
Okay.
But if you've got a really good toilet, so it'll have a larger bowl.
At the front door, should he have a little bag of plastic bags?
Paper. Like, we're enviro-friendly.
So paper bag, like brown paper bags?
Could you get a brown paper bag?
But Trent's just going over the top, just trying to anticipate.
You know what the thing is?
Does he have sick bags in his bedroom?
Depends on how well he looks. You know what, though? The thing is that if you've got the tampon and those little plastic bits, you guys wouldn't know about.
What's a plastic bit?
Well, that's the covering. And they're a problem because disposing of them is far worse.
They're like nicotine. Like I have seen cigarette butts.
I thought someone was smoking cigars.
Yes, that's what they're like. They're like a Cuban thing.
They're like hand-rolled Cubans.
But they just don't cause cancer.
Yeah.
That's what they are. They're just toxic shock things. No. So what happens is you sort of untwist them and then you've got this plastic wrapper.
So should he tell his lady friends to bring a bag with them?
Absolutely.
Trent's going to need a set of instructions at the door. What is wrong with him? Can't you? Trent, just let them go. Go with the flow.
You've been listening to another Two Fat Lattes podcast, proudly brought to you by Big Mouth Media, voiceovers and audio production, and broadcast every Friday night from 7 till 9 on Melbourne's Joy 94.9.
Australia's first gay and lesbian radio station.
We'll be back again soon. In the meantime, check out the website, www.twofatlattes.com. Producer Paul speaking.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.